Blog Talk Radio.
Numbers and while you're running those numbers, all my starters over there, I'm going to have to see what's going on later and see what they have to say about these numbers, 9/11/23. Ought to be pretty interesting. Got some predictions coming up from a lot of folks in September, between September and October. Don't know what that's going to be. I guess you heard my last broadcast, Q, and the White Hats are kicking the can down the road. Don't know what's going on with Q. The original Q, not this smooth wannabe Q, but the original QAnon. I don't know what's going on with that group. I'm going to have to really do some deep digging to find out what's happening. And the White Hats, the military special, the groups that are Q together specifically to try and piece this republic back together again, if we were ever a republic, trying to figure out what to do with this massive pushback that they're getting and trying to amass an army, basically, to, I guess you would say, attack the New World Order and put some people in handcuffs. As you know, our military are the ones that can go in and do that, especially under the order that Trump signed before he left office. I forgot the exact bill that was, law that was, that he did sign. It was 1-8, starts with a 1-8. Some of you might know what it is. But anyway, our military, we can look toward them and them only. You know, many people say, oh, we don't want the posse comitatus going on here. You know, we don't want the military on the ground in our houses, in our yards, and in our neighborhoods. But, you know, it's probably going to take that, ladies and gentlemen. It's probably going to be a good thing when they go in, and if they go in, to clean the swamp, drain the swamp. Martial law will probably have to happen at that time. I don't think there's going to be any other way around it. I think martial law will just be enacted. It's in the bill. It's in the law. And it will take time to kind of, I hate to use the word reset because Klaus Schwab uses the word reset, but it's going to take time to reorganize and realign everything and bring everything back into balance again. And I'm sure while that's going on, there's going to be massive civil disturbances, massive civil unrest. And I'm sure that the Democrats are going to pull every rabbit out of the hat, every trick and treat out of the book they could possibly pull to, you know, try to finish us off before they're arrested. They're taking their last little breaths right now, as I hear from some of my insiders. Now, I don't know if this is true or not. I really don't. But I hear that we are making some strides. They're making some strides. And all of us here in alternative radio who are out there putting out the stories here on Blog Talk Radio and TalkShoe and TikTok and Instagram and Locals and Rumble and YouTube and all the rest, I'll tell you, the censorship has become just obnoxious and insane over the last few weeks, the last 3 months, actually. The censorship has just gotten terrible. But the Fact Checking Association, I didn't even know they had a Fact Checking Association. I was laughing, telling me about the Fact Checking Association today. How stupid, how ridiculous. You know, I've told you guys, girls, it's not going to be easy for us. Most of you are sitting back on your butts and you're not really thinking about just how bad this censorship's going to get. You know, I've mentioned many times that the Democrats want a state-run internet. They want to be able to control the internet completely via the oligarchy, via the ball. Like it would be like, China, it would be like Nazi Germany, any of these other countries, you have state-owned media, North Vietnam, for instance. But, it's coming. It's coming. And, you know, it really depresses me because it's really depressing because we're not going to be able to have these wonderful discussions that we're having right now. And I can already see the signs on the wall, you know. They're already shutting our computers down daily, Marianne. And, of course, I know a slew of veteran producers. Some are retired, just working with other folks now. But they're shutting them down. They're demonetizing them. They're putting them down to the bottom of the RSS feeds, not giving them a chance to speak out and fact-checking everything they do on every single platform. And it's just getting to be completely ridiculous. I could put matter of fact, Marianne did put a meme up with a puppy dog. I think it had a butterfly on it. They got it for hate speech. the other day. Just totally ridiculous stuff is going on here lately. I keep telling her we need to put up multiple lawsuits together against Zuckerberg, class action lawsuit against Zuckerberg, and all this ridiculous fact-checking going on here in the United States Incorporated. But, you know, Owen Schroyer on Alex Jones, I'm worried about Owen, really worried about Owen. I love Owen to death. I've loved him ever since he did sports. It's been a decade. You know, I'm really worried about him and his situation. You know, he's not paid there, but Alex is, some of them are not getting paid. They don't have the money. They're going bankrupt. And this makes me sad. I mean, I just literally puts me in tears to think about how hard Alex has worked as many years as I have worked, and where he has gone and what he has done and what he has exposed, and the education and the information that he is putting out there is just amazing. And Alex has got a fundraiser up. Owen's got a fundraiser up. Alex gave him permission to put a personal fundraiser up for him going out, taking crews, and working these stories. This is what it's coming to, ladies and gentlemen. You know, Alex was even talking about his product. You know, he might sell $1 million worth of product and make $250,000 on $1 million worth of product. It costs a lot of money to see what Alex gets from that massive studio. So Owen has a fundraiser, and then Alex comes behind him, and I'm like freaking out here. Alex comes right behind him and do a fundraiser for Alex. It's a legal fee. They're $1 million. And he's only raised about, I think, $25,000 to put up the fundraiser. And here's legal fees that are $1 million. Probably going to go to $3 million. But it is terrible to see this happen to someone as powerful and as widespread and global, Alex Jones. And I know there has been a lot of problems going on over there, and I know that Alex has been threatened. He has probably as many death threats as we do here at Station for his investigations. And I'm just sad to see Alex going through not only the divorce, but, you know, the new marriage, trying to get settled in, and Station now going broke. I'll tell you something that really pisses me off, and that is that, you know, the general populace out there thinks that we should work for free. You know, talk show hosts should work for free. We need more sugar in the tea, babe. I don't know how that's going to work. You got a funnel? Can you funnel some into my tea glass here? But, yeah. Asking Mary to put a little sugar in my tea. If the tea is not tea to me, unless it's really sweet, sweet tea, you know. I grew up drinking sweet tea out of the Greek yard, and I enjoy it. But, you know, times, ladies and gentlemen, are so bad right now for all of us, talk show hosts and producers. They are just killing us at every turn. They are just killing us at every turn. They have all power with it. They have all the power, and this is what scares me the most. You know, my dream is for someone like Elon Musk to come out with a new Facebook, kind of like the Dallas Times Morning News went to the Dallas Times Herald, or the Dallas Times Herald went to the Dallas Morning News. Can't remember which it was, but I'm waiting for some billionaire to come in and just literally zap Facebook off the map. This is literally zap Zuckerberg off the map. Now, you know, Zuckerberg is so deep, he's so deep into the CIA and the other three-letter agencies and all of this black ops stuff and psychological operations, covert operations, and all of these other mind control technology things that they're using over there that I don't know how that would work. I really don't know how you would get the T-trunk space bandwidth. I don't know how much it would cost. I'm pretty sure it would cost a lot to just jump in there and do something almost equal to Facebook with no censorship. It floors me to think that we have censorship in this country like we do. I mean, it just literally floors me to think it would come to this point where, you know, you can't say this and you can't say that. You can't think this and you can't think that. You can't have this opinion. You can't have that opinion. It's just totally ridiculous. TikTok seems to be doing fine. I don't really hear a lot of people on TikTok worrying about being defunded or being deplatformed, although a couple of people I think have, but I'm not sure exactly what happened there. But yeah, the censorship is getting really, really bad. And ladies and gentlemen, it's not just here. It's not just social media. It's out there on the street too. I mean, it's getting to the point now where we are, where you have to be very, very careful what you say to people. You know, you could end up in handcuffs for an assault, verbal assault charge. You could end up, you know, with the knee of some cop on your neck, like George Floyd's situation, by just talking to people and just giving your opinion to someone, you know, whatever. Going against the woke narrative, let's say, you could get in a lot of trouble here. And other places around the United States. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you've been keeping up, but the United States is turning into a banana republic. It's turning into a third world country. It's ridiculous. It's beyond my wildest imagination. I mean, what's going on? Marion and I are seeing, that's not starting up. Marion and I are seeing tents everywhere. I mean, on every corner, we're seeing tents. It's seeing feet found between four sticks. We're seeing old burned out RVs people are living in. We're seeing all kinds of stuff like this. Can you put some in the bottle with this funnel? I mean, ladies and gentlemen, it's unbelievable. You guys, up in Portland, Oregon, I was looking at some video of Portland, Marion and I drove about 1,000 miles of Portland to Brenda, and there was just zombies all over downtown. There were no people, real people, normal people downtown, just all zombies walking around, flailing their hands over their heads, biting their lips and their tongues, and chewing, and their eyes were bugged out, and it looked like a sci-fi movie. You know? We thought we were in some kind of sci-fi movie or something. It was Marion was like, let's get the hell out of here. We had to go all the way into the depths of town, and we had to go by the bus stop, Greyhound, I think it was, downtown. And I had to go use the bathroom really bad, so I got out, took my police life with me, and went into the bus station. And because I was all decked out, my badge, you know, police ID and flashlight, that stuff, the lady let me use the bathroom very reluctantly in there. She's scared to death. She was all by herself. It was dark in there, kind of underground parking situation. And I met a couple outside that was pretty normal. They were waiting for a bus to go back home to, I think they were going to, I'm not sure where they were. But anyway, Los Angeles. I think they were going, Los Angeles. Going to Los Angeles. And they were freaking out at all the stuff we were looking at downtown. And this is happening all over the United States, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if you all get out very much, but it's happening all over the United States. Massachusetts is just, you know, the school police in Massachusetts have just walked off the job in four more states. I'm not going to get into tonight. But Massachusetts and four more states, the public service police officers for the schools have walked off the job and just quit. And now they're having riots at school. Kids are beating the hell out of each other. I've got videos of kids beating the shit out of each other in the hallways outside now that the police have quit. Now, why did the police leave? Some of you may ask or should ask, you know, why did the police leave? Well, the Democrats, 40 of them in Massachusetts, came up with a bill that you cannot restrain the kids in any way, shape, form, or fashion. And I mean, none. You cannot restrain these kids. You cannot hold these kids down. You cannot hold their arms. You cannot hold them down by the chest, by the upper chest, by the abdomen, by the low upper legs, by the lower legs, by the feet. You basically can't touch them.
Nope.
And the cops said, well, if we can't restrain them, then we can't work here. You know, I mean, just let them fight it out till they quit. And so now we've got riots happening at school, and the teachers can't handle it. The kids are tearing the school all to pieces, and they've got new legislation going in trying to make some changes. But I don't know if they're going to make the changes until a bunch of people get killed. I've got some breaking news for you. You're not going to believe this. The governor of New Mexico has just come out and banned weapons, period. Now, there is some nuance to this, but I'm not going to go into the nuance. But, yes, the governor of New Mexico has just come out and banned weapons. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to cascade throughout the United States, the gun grab. You know, everybody's been talking gun grab, gun grab, gun grab, gun grab. Well, it's here. When you've got a governor that comes out in a very liberal state, I must say, like New Mexico, where the sheriffs have been known to run the FBI out of town, well, now, no guns, no weapons, okay? No open carry, no concealed carry. And this is cascading throughout the United States. They're wanting to take our weapons away from us because we outgun them, you know, 100-1. And so they don't want us to have weapons because they're afraid that when the white hats do make their move and all of this civil unrest starts happening, that we're all going to start shooting each other or shooting them or shooting the military or, you know, shooting somebody. And so they're banning guns. I told you guys this was going to happen. And now it's happening. It looks like I've lost my round table. You know, and I'm going to be talking about that tonight. I'm going to be talking about frauds, cheats, and thieves, and liars, and big mouths, know-it-alls. And I'm going to be talking about all this stuff tonight. You know, want to be gurus, want to be shamans, want to be healers, want to be naturopaths, want to be homeopaths, want to be this, want to be that, want to be, you know, new age, star siege, you know. It's crazy. It's insane. I looked at some of these videos over the last week. I've been looking at some of these different people out there that are raking in the dough and getting monetized for doing some of the most stupid things. Make no sense to me whatsoever. That might make sense to a whole lot of people that are monetizing them, but it makes no sense to me. You know, this thing where people are pretending to be AI, you know, humans, carbon forms, whatever you want to call us, avatars, pretending to be artificial intelligence on TikTok. You got to go look at that. That is a trip. And these people have got 100,000 hits, 90,000 hits, 80,000 hits, 65,000 hits, 102,000 hits. I mean, yeah, these people are raking in the dough. They're raking in the dough just standing in one spot in a funny little costume, moving their hands back and forth, and making all kinds of strange noises with their mouth. And Miriam was looking at me the other day and going, why don't you do that? I'm going, why don't you do that? I just can't look that stupid. I couldn't look that stupid if I wanted to. But where is my round table? That's what I want. You know, where is Faith? Where is Chris? Where is Spanky? What in the hell is going on with these people? You know? Are they real? Or are they drones? Or are they trolls? Or what are they? Is this just a massive psychological operation? I don't think these people realize what we are, what we do, who we are. and how imperative it is that you show up to work on time. You know, Tim is here. Of course, Tim is always here. I can depend on Tim, rain, sleet, or snow, you know. And it's just amazing. It just amazes me that the round table is not here. They may be running late. I'll give them that possibility that they're running late. I'm going to get to the bottom of this, though, and let everyone know that, hey, you can't just be here when you want to be here, when you feel good, you know. You've got to be here no matter what. You know, Tim has seen me here, cancer, you know. Tim has seen me here dying on air in the hospital. He's seen me on air. He's been with me on air. He's been with me on air with pneumonia, double pneumonia. He's been with me on air when I was having a seizure right after I've had a major seizure. Tim knows I'm always here. Tim's always here. No matter what, we're here. But I will tell you, this is not a funny game. I've got a feeling that there's some conspiracy going on here behind my back, covert operation. And I'm going to have to get to the bottom of it. And I don't want to hear any bullshit when I ask the hard question, where is everybody? Where is Spanky? Where's Chris? Where's Faith? What the hell's going on? If they're not here on the board, then I better get a message from one of them, at least saying, hey, we're not here, we're sorry. We're at a funeral, we're at a wake, we're, you know, sick, we're in the hospital, whatever, had a heart attack. Michael, I know why Michael's not here, because Michael is sick and Michael is dying. Michael is very, very sick. And that's why Michael's not here, and Tim knows that too. But tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I want to expose these fake-ass people and those who have never been on the front lines, and I mean the real front lines of critical care, like Marion and I have, and critical outreach, like Marion and I do now. But they want to tell others how to run their business, and they want to act like they're doing this, that, and the other, when in fact they're really not doing shit. You know, I will talk about all of the fraud and fakery on the internet tonight. I want to talk about that. And believe me, there is a lot of fraud and a lot of fakery, a lot of hypocrisy, a lot of insanity, a lot of silliness, a lot of foolishness, and a lot of just plain untalented people that should shut up and never sing again. These people would shut down a karaoke bar, listen to some of their voices, and I tell you, I don't know what it is with people, if they're just tone deaf or whatever. You know, you've heard these people trying to sing that are tone deaf, and they just can't sing, but they sing anyway. To them, they sound good, I guess. But these people just need to stop, you know. I'm going to expose the liars and cons and frauds and people who are just plainly full of shit here on the internet tonight. I want to talk about how sex is being used to sell products and services on Facebook. I want to talk about Temu services, Temu products, services owned by China, CCP, Chinese Communist Party, advertising on Facebook, involved in child trafficking, involved in illegal organ transplants, and also opening this product line called Temu on your sidebar up here on the Facebook, and it just reeks of child grooming and pedophilia and sex trafficking. When you look at the pictures of these models, you know something is up. We actually did some investigating and found out that China is running this business. China is also running TikTok, and they own TikTok. And they're running Temu. Are we colluding with the enemy? That's what I want to know. Are we colluding with the enemy here? I'll expose all these fake-ass gurus and shaman, healers, so-called star seeds, New Age star seeds. You know, performing all of these witchery looking types of rituals and waving their hands around and howling at the top of their lungs like a wild crazy wolf with sick calling for snake. And I'm going to call out the New Age tonight for what it is. Bullshit. And I'm going to talk about the millions of clueless people who follow charlatans. And I want to expose the Americans who are stuck on stupid. And I will explain. That'll explain why this country is going down the shithole and why it's never going to get any better. You know, I talk to people every day. And many of you know that I've been trying, Tim Dawson knows more than anybody, that I've been trying to put together a syndicated radio station for the last 19 years. I really hate to even admit that. It's embarrassing. And for me to come out with this next statement, it seems going to be more embarrassing. We have tried everything in the book thinking that it was us that was causing the problem. So we've come out with fake IDs and fake platforms, fake names, and we've opened up fake accounts just to see if it was us. And we've waited 6 months, gained followers and everything else, and started getting into the mix there and doing a little research. And found out, no, it's not us. It's just people are stupid. They don't want to do anything creative. They don't want to work. I guess they just want to lay around the house all day and eat Twinkies and play video games. And we have reached out to other young, new producers, hosts, to come in to this syndication, be a part of this cross-promotion project. Program, and they have fizzled out every single time, or they've come in and lied to us like they were going to become a real part of this group, like Tim can tell you, and then we teach them everything we know. We help them with their computer programming. We help them with their marketing and advertising and public relations. We help them to get a foothold with us and teach them how the business works, broadcast it, and they run off and leave us and start their own network. We've had this happen more than twice. You know, should I say this makes one paranoid? Yes. Should I say this makes one where they don't trust anybody? Yes. Marion is more so than me, less trusting than I am. I tend to go back and try to find out why people do what they do, why people think what they think, you know. But Marion didn't really give a shit, and I'm starting not to give a shit as to why these people are morons, you know, clueless morons, stupidos, you know. It doesn't make any sense, really. It doesn't. I mean, I've done so many shows on this, and nobody's even responded properly. Even the roundtable, you know, it just seems like people don't respond properly when I go into these details. But people don't want to work together anymore. People don't want to be on the roundtable. People don't want to put in the work. You know, they want to come on air and be famous for 2 hours, and then I don't never hear from them again. You know what I mean? Michael and Spanky have been devoted. Kim have been devoted. And I thought Faith and Chris were going to come in and be devoted. I hope they're listening right now. I hope they're coming in to prove me wrong. They're not here tonight. And they've told me a lot of wonderful things are happening for us and for them, and that they're doing this, doing that. I don't know. I don't know what to believe anymore. I think Spanky, if that's him, I'm going to open him up here in a minute. And I'm going to ask Spanky what he thinks about all these people. You know, blowing smoke up your ass. And you wonder where all these people are, what's going on. They don't contact you. They don't call you, ask you how you're doing. Spanky, is that you, brother?
Yes, sir. How you doing this evening, man? You there?
Well, I'm com-
I'm complaining about people, that you and I have complained about before, who they talk a good game, but when it comes down, Marion said, hi, Spanky. The producer said, hi.
Give her my love, man. Tell her she got my love.
I give her a big hug and a kiss for you. Mary, he said a big hug and kiss. But I'm talking about people who tell you one thing and do another, you know, or they come in and they get in your crib and they fucking move in your crib for a while and then they rock it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they come into the radio station, you teach them everything you know about radio, and then they run off and start their own network, like has happened to Marion and I 2 or 3 times, you know.
Uh-huh.
And it just really makes you, you know what it does to you, Spanky? It makes you gun shy. It makes you people shy. It makes you where you
right.
don't trust anybody.
Right. Me, speaking on me, you know, I'm going to speak on my behalf. This is your show.
Yeah.
You know, this is your show and everything, and I don't want to intrude, you know, like I say, excuse me, I ain't got my teeth in my mouth, so I might sound funny. But you know, I don't want to invade and intrude and stuff. And like I told Michael, I said, Monday, Tuesday, that's his show. Let him be there. And stuff, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I said I would love to get on there to get my opinion about things and get updated on things. You know, I love your show. Even though you knocked me off of a couple of things in Facebook and stuff, see, because you don't got my real name and stuff, you know, but we're going to keep it like that and everything. But other than that, you little bitches, goddamn cats getting ready to fight in my bed. But sorry. But anyways, speaking to Michael, that man got a major surgery to get ready to go through. He kind of knew who I was. We talked for a minute.
Uh-huh.
Then he asked me who was I talking to and stuff, and I called his other half. Yeah, he's getting ready to go through some major surgeries. We need prayers for him. I do not want to lose my best friend, you know. And he said he was going to try to get on here tonight. He said, but right now, he said, the only thing I can do is talk to you and stuff. It's something else, you know. I mean, it's hurting me bad because there's times when people's come into your life and stuff, and nobody knows when God is going to call you or anything like that. And that is my brother. I've known him for over 30 years and stuff. And but other than that, he told me to let everybody know. He said he's going to try to come on tonight. He said, but he can't be stressed out and stuff, you know. He said he just want to come on, relax, this, that. So if he's on here or if he's going to come on here, the prescriptions that they got him on and stuff, it is knocking him out.
Yeah, I know.
Because of the blood clots.
I know. We've been worried to death about it. I mean, we've been just worried to death about it. You know, Michael and I have a very, very close relationship. And we've had our ups and downs like you and him have. And we've had our crazy moments and our fights and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And we're always back together again, you know. We're always back together again. And that's what true friends are. That's when you know you have a true friend, you know what I mean? Is when you can fight, fuss, and argue, and then be back together again, you know. That's when you know you have a true blue friend. And Michael and I have sure had our fights. But, you know, Michael has been one of the greatest supporters of this station.
Yeah, he spoke about that. He spoke about that. He spoke about that. He said, you know, we had our ups and our downs, he said, but I will never leave him and stuff. I mean, the conversation that...
He's been there for us on missions. He's been with me on a couple of missions that nobody knows about because we keep everybody confused about our, you know, our stuff. You know what I mean? And believe it or not, you know, you're probably, well, I'm not even going to say that, but we just keep everybody kind of off balance as to what we're really going. If we're going right, we tell everybody we're going left. We're going up, we tell everybody we're going down. We can't trust people in the business we're in as deep as we're in, as deep as we've been in, especially me, as deep as I've been in. We have to be very, very careful all the time. I mean, Marion and I walk around with bulletproof vests and bullet packing. I mean, it's dangerous what we do. I mean, I put one of the death threats up on Skype today for folks to read. I wanted them to know how dangerous this work that we do is. I think a lot of people come on this show.
I read that.
Patty Wetty, Patty Cake. Yeah. Yeah, I think people come on this show just kind of Patty Cake, Baker's Man. They don't really understand the dangers that Marion and I go through, the dangerous world we live in, you know, on a daily basis, and the people we know around the world and the things that we do. You know, all these other people are Patty Wetty, Cake Cake, and Kumbaya, this and that. We're just in the devil of it. We're in the dips of the devil of hell, you know. And so, you know, people either get it or they don't get it, you know. And I'm going to let Chris on here in a minute. I think that's Chris or Faith. I'm not sure which one. I'm going to open your mic up in a minute. But, yeah, we're worried about Michael. We love Michael. And, you know, Michael has done more for this station than anyone. I think you know. I don't want anybody else to really know how much, but I think we've already mentioned it on Air Watch. Michael really didn't want people to know.
You know how
he supported this station. And you know how he supported
and he still
me when
do.
I had cancer.
Still
when
do.
I had cancer, you know, him and Steve brought me through the cancer financially. And I will always love Michael for that. I'll always respect and honor him as honor guard for that. And but tonight I'm exposing the fraud. You know, I've exposed the fraud in Maui. I'm on top of that bullshit, and I'm exposing all of the fundraisers that are really putting money in their own pockets, and I'm exposing all the fraud and all of the extortion and all of the lies and all of the cheating, and I'm exposing all this stuff. And I've got the other side of the coin that's raising money or says they're raising money. Chris is on here working with Hope for Maui, and I don't trust those people any further than I can throw a Mack truck. I don't trust anybody. I'm digging into their bank accounts now, and I'm looking at different things, and I'm seeing discrepancies everywhere. I mean, everywhere I'm seeing major discrepancies. So, Chris, welcome to the show. Is that you? Chris, is that you?
That might be
925-325-3999. Is that Michael, Chris, or Faith?
Faith,
you're here.
Hi.
Glad you're here, Faith.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, I was worried about you, girl.
Oh, honey, it's been a while. There's a lot happening, and for sure we are doing lots of protections and busy making things happen. But I'm glad that I'm on here. I busted my lip with my new phone, so I'm working on healing that.
How are you feeling?
It's okay. I laughed at it. It's funny. You know, it's better a phone than a fist.
We're fighting a big battle here. You know, we've got six major investigations going on. We've got attacks coming in from every direction possible. We've got death threats coming in, as always. I mean, it's been going on forever, but we're pretty much desensitized to all of the death threats. But we're getting deep, deep, deep into the deep state, and we're getting very deep into Q. Q is back on the radar, and the white hats are back on screen here. And We don't know. We're working with the military. We're working with QAnon, the original QAnon, not the one that was infiltrating, but the original QAnon group that I've been with 20 years before they were Q. Before they were Q. Nobody knows who Q is. There's only a handful of us that know who Q is and what Q is. There's a lot of duplicates out there, a lot of fakery out there, people pretending to be Q, bringing out statements. There's a lot of fakery with Anon, people coming out being Anon.
There's differences.
Yeah, so you have to be very careful. I've been with Anon. I'm a founder of Anon. I mean, I go back to the Pong when we were playing Pong. I go back to that. And this new Anonymous is just a bunch of silly kids pretending to be hackers and coming out with important messages they write from GPT and trying to feel famous for a half minute. You know what I mean? We need the hackers to come to work. We need the hackers to get to work, and they're not getting to work. And I'm calling all of the underground hackers, and they were
on it on a lot of things inside the U.S. She's not doing it globally. I do have some in other areas of the world, but the one that I know who's locally, she's been dealing with a lot. And she discovers the dirty officers, where they're at, who they're stationed, or, you know, anything dirty that can be found online because it's legal. It's called the Internet Archives, and it's out of San Francisco. They happen in a cathedral, big church built in the early 1900s. And it's filled with hackers.
Yeah.
My part with them is that I'm a singer, and I bring the conscious music. So they brought me into that space to their events and to their VR realm as an inspiration to bring about peacefulness. But she's, you know, some of them are tricked already because they're sitting there going through those files, looking at those screens, hearing those frequencies emitting from those computer systems. And some of them are illusioned and numb to believe that they don't have to fix everything that pertains to areas that are like stopping the geocroppers, dealing with the weather weapons, things like that. They're more so just focused on data, information, documents, things like that, that they could prove to be able to put somebody out or take them into a different direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We went over earlier, we went over the bill that President Trump signed before he went out of office. There was a new bill signed, a new law put into place. He is actually still the commander-in-chief, and JFK Jr. is the acting vice president of the United States Incorporated right now. People don't understand that. People have a hard time grasping that. Now, in the illusionary world, the metaphorical world, JFK is thinking about throwing his hat in as a third-party candidate as a Democrat, of course, but he wants to drain the swamp. So they're not going to let him have a second party. They're going to put him on a third-party ticket. I doubt if he will even make a third-party ticket like Ross Perot did. I doubt if he will even make a third-party ticket. I'm really hoping he will be the swing vote for Trump. I'm hoping he will be the swing vote. That's probably what he's going to end up doing, is being the swing vote to swing everybody over to Trump. So we'll wait and see what happens with that. But officially, Trump is running things along with the military right now, and they're having a lot of trouble. The White Hats, I'm very disappointed with the White Hats, very disappointed with QAnon. I don't know what the hell they're waiting for. I do not know what the hell they're waiting for. We've got 90 indictments on one end of it. We've got 136 indictments on another. We've got 145 indictments on another. They're sealed indictments. I don't know why they don't go in and do their business and start cuffing people up. I don't know why. And nobody knows why. I'm trying my best to find out what the hell they're waiting for. I mean, we know that Biden is gone. I mean, he is gone. If JFK comes out publicly next week and even says, I'm going into the third party, I'm going to open up third party, Biden's gone. He's gone. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind. You know, and you know he's gone. If JFK Jr. decides to go Democratic third party, Biden is gone. He might as well just roll his wheelchair to the nursing home. Right?
I keep hearing a beeping sound. Y'all keep hearing a beeping sound?
Well, it doesn't matter. We've got 1,436 three-letter agencies and watching us right now with machine learning and AI, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I keep hearing a beeping sound.
We're one of the most surveilled and monitored platforms on the Internet, along with Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan. Although I'm starting to think Joe Rogan is controlled opposition, but I don't know. We'll see. I love Tucker Carlson. He's not controlled opposition. And as I said before, Alex Jones needs $1 million in legal fees right now, and I can't help him. He's my friend, and I wish I could help him. Owen Schroyer needs money. Got a fundraiser going. They're trying to break Alex every way they possibly can. Alex looks sick. Alex looks like he might die. He's all bloated up. I've never seen him look so bad in my life. Of course, Hillary wanted him taken out a long time ago, threatened him on live press conference, wanted to see him in a body bag. I'm surprised Alex is even still here, you know. But Alex Jones, I love Alex Jones. I mean, Alex is smart.
Oh, yeah.
He's witty.
Oh, yeah.
He's a deep, deep, deep researcher. He's a genius, very highly educated, very highly informed geopolitical analyst, and one of the best, him and Owen Schroyer. And, you know, InfoWars has been around for a long, long time. They've done a great job. I just don't understand why they haven't gone ahead and asked for an overall revolution right now, because we need a revolution. And one of the Africans came out last week and called for a revolution, basically. One of my African-American friends, I'm not going to name her name, but she's very powerful, very popular. And she came out and said, when a government becomes this dystopic, we are obligated by the Constitution of the United States Republic to abolish this dystopic government.
Thank you.
And she
Somebody has said it. Thank you. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Thank you. If the government can't have it their way, then they all of a sudden come up with these new I'm sorry. I'm cutting on you. But if things don't go their way, then all of a sudden here come these new laws, this, that, everything, trying to get me to hate you and stuff. And that's what I like about Trump. Trump is about, no, let's take America back. Let's take America back. It's because, I'm sorry, you can cuss me out, but I need to open up, you know, and I thank you for giving me the platform. The thing is, it's all these 80, 90-year-old, old-school individuals. The times have changed. It's not about...
Yes.
It's not about color no more. They looking at green. How much money do you have on what you can say? That's why I love getting in on to your show, because it's not about money. It's about showing that, hey, if you got $3 billion, guess how many friends that you're going to have, friends that you never even thought you had. You know, want to come into your pocket.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Marion and I have been, we've had $1 million in the bank. We've made a couple of million dollars. We went to bankruptcy, medical bankruptcy. I had two heart attacks. I got stabbed. I got shot. I got run over by my car. I got run over by another car. I had a near fatal accident with another guy that was driving 100 miles an hour, and we flipped over. I should be dead right now, you know. But we went through medical bankruptcy, and with mother having her third-degree atrioventricular heart block with as many transient ischemic attacks and cerebrovascular accidents and Hashimoto hypothyroiditis, and she had all of that going on. We went through medical bankruptcy taking care of her 14 years at home. So there went our $1.6 million we had left. So Marion and I have had $1 million back, so it's no big deal to us. I mean, $1 million is nothing. And people think $1 million is a lot of money. $1 million is shit. It's nothing.
That's like a dollar.
It's nothing. It's poverty. It's poverty.
Mm-hmm. It's left. Like a dollar.
Left. It's poverty.
Uh-huh.
But,
now,
you know,
I got a question.
We're building up. Yeah, go ahead.
I got a question. Now, how come if you was to hit the lottery for, like, the guy hit it for, what, 1.2, 1.0, somebody can correct me, but the government took 70% of it?
Well, they
come
always
on.
Do.
Really? And you just won
That's
something and the government taking 70%?
Well, look at what happened to the Tea Party, you know? What was the Tea Party? What was them going, you know,
Can I ask, is that fact-based that not only him, because he may owe money to the government, so they're taking what belongs to them because they couldn't pay it off before. I heard that they take about 30% from it. It's just taxed. It's taxed. But it's a certain percentage. 75% is really high. It's just really high, and it doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. But income tax is extortion anyway. If you'll read the IRS manual yourself and go get one, income tax is voluntary. I don't know if any of you knew that or not, but income tax
is
voluntary.
Thank you. Thank you. Somebody else said that.
True.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So people are nuts.
On the internet.
People are nuts. I mean, the director of the IRS came out 4 years ago and said, yes, income tax is voluntary. People pay it anyway. He just came out and said it. People are stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pay it anyway.
And see, not cutting you off again. See, a lot of people don't realize how did this start. The United States, when they was in the war with the British Columbia, and this, that, they needed more money. And this, that, to arm
for the war,
and the peoples went
the
and agreed to it.
Yeah, the war.
A lot of people.
Okay.
Yep. A lot of people don't know
we
that.
We fund all of these wars, and they could very well fund them themselves by just creating more money out of thin air. But they got this deal going with the American public that just keeps, you know, feeding the machine. I mean, as long as you keep feeding the dragon's going to want to eat every morning. So,
exactly.
You know,
community. That's why it's so important to create off-grid communities and get out of the idea that there is a need for a government rulership to tell everybody what to do when it's about the community. They say it takes a village to raise a child. These children are teachers also. They need a safety net. So I believe strongly that our solution is creating our structures that sustain more than 1,000 years, making sure that we have natural electricity. It's not coming from cables or wires or some company. So we're not paying all those other debts. We don't have to pay all those other fees. And then it heals our earth.
Right.
And we have free food. We don't have to go to the grocery store and wonder what's all that white powder and all that poison in it. Why does it taste like chemicals? We get to grow our own gardens. And I think that the more that we learn how to be sustainable and the more that we implement our sustainable building housing that Help for Housing, Christopher and I, as well as my other team of builders are doing, I think the more that we push it to the government globally, to every single country, the easier it is for our earth to survive what chemical crap and bullshit wars happen with ignorant parents.
No, don't say that. Don't use the word government again in that same statement, in that same phrase.
Okay. No. Well, no, not our government.
You don't want to.
No.
You don't want to push anything to any government. Okay.
No.
You want to keep it local with the people. You want to keep it with the people, and you want to keep it with angel investors. Angel investors only, not corporate investors or funds. Mutual fund.
I've already been doing it with the mayor.
Okay.
I've been doing it with the mayor and the schools already, implementing that we have to have gardens at every single school. The kids have to learn survival. They need to know what's growing around us so that they can learn what to do in an emergency if everything shuts down and they don't have that option. That's why I was pushing it, is because survival is important, and I believe it will help sustain wellness and creation.
What up?
I want to emphasize, though, I'll bring 614 on in a minute here, 928. I think that's Chris. I'm not sure. I want to emphasize, get rid of that word government. Government means mind control in Latin, if you'll look that up, okay? Government means mind control. There is no government. You are the government. You are the government. Spanky is the government. I am the government. Other people are just outlanders. They're outlanders. It's a fiction. The government that has been formed is a fiction. It's a fiction. It's a false authority. It's not real. But people have been boonswoggled into, they've been glazed, dazed, and amazed and hypnotized into believing that there's this entity out there somewhere that's running things, and that they need to pay for it and give all their tax money to it and bow down to it and listen to it and obey it. And that's not true. It's all a lie. It's all a lie that's been perpetuated since long before 1776. This has been going on with the proletariat and the bourgeois and the cabal, you know. And so no, don't use that word government ever again, unless you're implying just common people, and always pray the proletariat, the common people, the common individual people on the land. The social compact, under social compact, you're working under social compact. You're not working under government control or control.
Everybody has a good point. Everybody has, and she has a strong, valid point. You know, she do. She has a strong, valid point.
Strong, valid point that I can poke a hole in, and that is they're never going to allow sustainable development in the schools for very long. That can only happen for a while. That's a pipe dream.
Right.
That's a pipe dream. And
right.
A lot of people
Thank
on this show get mad at me because I blow holes in their pipe dreams. But the government is taking control now. The New World Order is taking full control now. The World Health Organization is taking full control now. The World Economic Forum is taking full control now, along with the United Nations and the Trilateral Commission and the Council of Rome and the Council of Seven, the Council of Foreign Relations. So there's no
way. I'm already doing it. I've already started. I already have branch networks. I'm working in the schools, too.
It won't last. Unless it's a private school, it won't last. Unless it's a private school, and then they're going to eventually shut those down, too. Okay,
they're
going
to
shut those down.
I know that. Yeah, I know. They're going to turn them into, like, holding spaces. Yeah, I know. I saw the visions about it. It's scary.
Look, I love you, Faith. I love you. I just don't want you to be.
I love you, too.
I want you to make sure we both understand each other. That's all. I want to make sure we both understand each other. You know, I'm the bad guy here. You know, I'm the.
No, none of you are
not. The word of government.
No,
that title. That was really interesting to learn about what that meant in layman terms. And thank you. I'm totally looking at it in a whole other way now.
Thank you. Be quiet a minute. You're working under social compact, Faith. Social compact, okay? Look it up. Study it. Follow it. Learn it. Social compact. 614-928, you're live. Is that you, Chris? Who's that?
That's one of my friends. Could you put them back on mute?
Okay. They're on mute. So anyway, Faith, the social compact man and woman on the land, man and woman standing on the land, independent, sovereign, man, woman on the land, breathing, breath, air, life. I am not dead. I am not the straw man. I am alive. I am here. I am real. I am breathing. That's what you have to keep telling them. Because when you walk into a court of law, you are a dead person. You are a dead person, okay? When you walk onto that ship, when you walk onto that deck, you are dead. You are mentally incompetent, okay? Did you know this?
Right.
So my question was here, because we're having to talk about the government. They're bringing me in as a cure creator to do plant medicine, holistic, organic medicine for the communities, for the veterans, for the children, families there. So Governor Newsom has given us $1 million to make shelters for those who are children, families, and veterans.
Yes.
And I'm making cure gardens.
Okay.
I've talked them into letting me make forests of medicine.
All I'm saying is somebody's going to poo-poo on that. Eventually, somebody's going to come in and take a big shit on that. Is all I'm saying. Okay, so be ready.
As long as it makes
them
money. I think that it has to do with them, because they're going to get money from it. You know, they're for sure going to get money out of it, because there's also cannabis growing.
And as long as you can show SDG and blockchain and tokenization, as long as you follow some of their vernacular, you're going to be fine, Faith. You're right, Faith. As long
but you're
still smart enough to follow some of the Spanky. Stop. Wait a minute. As long as you follow some of their vernacular and some of their narrative, which you're smart enough to do, you'll make it. You know what I mean? Now you'll make
it. Yes, I'm going to put a wig on to cover my locks, so that when I go into the caucus meeting, they don't see my locks. Yeah, I'm already ready.
Right.
I got a nice long
that's
wig.
I agree. Because
they're shutting homeschooling down. They're shutting homeschooling down. They're already coming up with a plan to shut homeschooling down and make it illegal. So that's going to scare the shit out of everybody. It's already scaring the shit out of everybody up here, okay? They do not want you to educate your children, okay? They want those children in public indoctrination only, okay?
Oh, I know. My daughter's homeschooling now, and they lied to me. They said they don't have any availability at all in homeschooling. That's what the public school said. I called up, and you know what? They have so much room available right now in homeschooling. It's a massive gap.
See, speaking in my opinion, they heard a woman's voice. You know, they heard a woman's voice, and the males would sit back and try to overtake the woman. And it's that one good example is NASA. They sat back with the Apollo thing. You know, there was three black women changed Apollo.
A black woman wrote all the code. One black woman specifically was an engineer, and she was studying her own rocket science. And she's the one that wrote the coding. She's the one that brought in the data systems and the algorithms for the Apollo missions. Yes, a black African-American woman with two other, one intern and another.
There's three of them. Yeah, there's three
of them. But that's no big deal. I mean, that's not a big deal.
But what
we're
I'm saying
here.
Is, but what I'm saying is, her opinions and her views on what that she is talking about, I 100% agree with her, you know, but at the same time, we as men, you know, sometimes we need to sit down and just shut up, because I'll be the first to tell you.
Well, I'm not. No, I'm not a man here. No, I'm not a man here. This is not about testosterone. this is about information. I'm an observer. I'm a watcher. I'm a teacher. I'm an
soul.
About
we're
man,
soul.
Testosterone. This is not about dick
soul.
And balls. I am a teacher. I am a teacher. I am a watcher. I am an observer. I am a geopolitical analyst. So this has nothing to do with this goddamn male female bullshit. Men are from Venus, women are all that bullshit. No, this has nothing to do with that, okay? Nothing.
I ain't from Mars. I'm from the other galaxy.
Getting back to reality here, the black woman thing in NASA, they were actually very pleased with her and honored her in a lot of very special ways that people try to twist and say they didn't, and they did. They gave her a lot of honor, a lot of respect, and a lot of kudos for doing what she did. She was a very smart woman, and she had a great influence on many young African-American women after that to go into the space program and to go into mathematics and science and engineering. So I was very proud of her. So anyway, we got that out of the way. This government is changing, and I do want to talk about tonight. Our show is about exposing the fake-ass people who have never been on the front lines that we deal with here and who have never been in critical care like we have for the last 20 years. I've been in critical care. I'm talking about critical care, MICU, mobile intensive care, critical care, stabbing, shootings, massive MVAs, motor vehicle accidents, plane crashes, and critical outreach. No, very few people here have been in critical outreach. Marion and I, we sit on the curbs and spoon up the drugs and shoot them in the arm. I mean, we're out there. We're out there handing out the needles. We're out there giving out the cotton balls out of the aspirin bottles. We're out there making sure everybody's got clean needles. And we're out there weaning people off of the opium and the heroin and the black tar heroin. You know, we're out there on the front lines. People come on this show and I say, fuck you. You know, you start telling me what kind of good shit you do. You don't do shit until you've sit in a goddamn shooter house. Until you've sit in a goddamn shooter house with a bunch of shooters, and you have been there, and you're working with these people directly, you haven't done shit.
Yeah, that's
if you
what
went down and passed out soup at the homeless shelter, you ain't done shit. If you think you was a big deal because you went to the church and served a goddamn meal on the homeless line, you haven't done shit. You haven't done shit.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
They're scared of me. They know what we
get. That's what we got going on here. I mean, my missus, she a nurse, and we got all these needles up in here. If somebody was the OD on the block or in the area, that we, they'll call while the paramedic's on the way, and she'll take off there, the meth, all that stuff is very bad here. So she's a very high-profile nurse.
Well, I know Marion's a high-profile nurse too, and I'm going to have to mute a few people here so I can talk for a minute. Marion's a very high-profile nurse, 20 years high-profile nurse. And front lines, both of us front lines, and we're talking front lines. We're talking very dangerous shit. We are out there in some of the most dangerous populations possible. We don't have police backup. We're out there in the jungle. We're out there in the hood. We're out there in the mix, and we're doing our thing. And people respect us because we're there to help them. We're not there to hurt them. We're not there to put them in jail. We're not there to beat them up. We're not there to judge them, And so they respect that. And this is a good thing. And we've been doing this for 20 years. I've been doing it for 35 years. And, very few people want to come on this show. I get a lot of people. I had 5 p.m. before this show today, people wanting to come on and talk about their little titty-witty-bitty bullshit kumbaya crap that they're doing. And I won't even let them on the show. I don't want to even hear it. If you're not out there doing the real work with the real sick fucking people, then I don't want to talk to you. You know, if you're, like I said, you know, I want to talk to hardcore, frontline, critical outreach people who are really out there like Faith, doing the hard work and doing the impossible, near impossible work, like Faith and Chris and myself and Mary. We believe the impossible is possible, you know, and that's what makes us who we are, is we do not give up. We do not forget, and we do not really forgive, to tell you the truth. We stay away from the people that would try to sabotage our missions, which there are a lot of people out there that would like to sabotage our missions. And Faith, you'll run into more of those, and you probably have already ran into a few along the way. And if you haven't, you haven't been doing anything.
Protection from those people, from those things, because I'm not supposed to get angry and frustrated. And when I do, it's like a big thing. My teeth grow. It's like fire and electricity, and it's not something that I enjoy having to go through. So I do my best to protect myself. And when I do come across them, I do my best to make sure that they cannot continue to come into my energy field and bother me. I'll give them space to grow, go heal.
Yeah. Marion and I stay away from, I think you were on the show one night when I was talking about, we stay away from drama. Drama, drama, drama. We stay away. I can smell drama a mile away, and I know you can too. I can smell trouble a mile away. We'll go the opposite direction from trouble. We'll go the opposite way from drama, 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 drama. We'll go the opposite way from know-it-alls, people that want to come in, run your business for you, tell you how to run your business when they can't even pay their own light bill. You know, we run into that kind of stuff, but we stay away from people like that. And we stay away from negative people. You know, there's a difference, Faith. There's a difference in being negative and being right.
Yes.
You know.
That's
right. You know, I'm sure you've been around a lot of negative people. You just want to leave and say, I got to go. I really need to just go. You know, because they're just negative, 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 negative. You know, when I teach, I'm teaching you something that's going to save your fucking life. You know, I'm teaching you something that's going to prepare you for what's coming with the digital passport and the CBDC and the quantum tattoos and the brain chip and the merging with the Borg and the lockdowns and quarantines, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, coming for the children, trying to take them away from the parents, they will, the grandchildren, take them away from the grandparents and parents, they will. This is all coming now, and I'm sure, Faith, by now on this show, you know this is coming. This is coming. It's not going away. It's not going away.
I've had to battle to save my children from that craziness,
yeah.
And it made no sense. Like, one of the dads was in and out of jail constantly with money laundering and drug-related issues, and they thought that he would be a sound parent to allow our child to be around after the beatings and the doctor reports and the photos and the CPS reports. And it was really obvious that the ones who were there in the courts, that they had a different agenda, that they were part of a different party and they had a different perspective when it comes to children who are special needs and who need to be in a happy home. They wanted to see that child suffer. They wanted to see that child go through devastation. And it's as if it's weird.
We've done 100 shows at least on this, or 150, maybe more. You know, the judges, they have a proclivity to give the child to the abuser. That's just our court system for you. That's just our court system for you. Yeah. They tend to give the child to the abuser. That's what they want. And it's crazy. It's insane. It's mixed up. It's backwards. But that's the way our justice system works. And we don't have a justice system. We have a penal system. We don't have a justice system. We have a penal system. They're there to penalize as much as they possibly can. They're there to punish as much as they possibly can. And they're there to drain you dry of your bank account as much as they possibly can. I guess you know, if you've dealt with any attorneys lately or lawyers, I guess you know that before they'll even take your case, they want to see your bank statements. You know, and this is a bad sign. This is a bad sign. You know, this is a bad sign. And, you know, they want to see how long they can drain it out. They want to see how long they can drag this case out. They want to drag all that money out of your bank account. Now, this is crazy. This is not justice. It's a penal
game. It's not supposed to be a game.
Yeah, it's a game. It's a game. It's just a game, you know. And there's no justice. There's no justice. Lady Justice is not only blind, she's deaf. And she's been brainwashed. Lady Justice, you know, with the scales, you know. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, right now you have to be so careful on the internet about who you're giving to. Giving to Faith is okay. Giving to Chris is okay. Giving to us is okay. But you have to really, really be careful who you're giving money to, okay? Because I'm going to tell you something. About 82% of every possible organization or mission out there is fraudulent in one way or another. And believe me, I have investigated some of the largest organizations in the country, being Susan B. Coleman, Susan B. Coleman being one of them. One of the most fraudulent organizations in the world, along with the American Red Cross, one of the most fraudulent organizations in the world, run by yours truly, the Central Intelligence Agency. The Salvation Army, one of the most corrupt organizations in the world. The Goodwill, one of the most corrupt organizations in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, don't be fucking fools. Don't be fools. Don't be fools, okay? Don't be fools. Be careful who you give to. St. Jude is a good program to give to. St. Jude's Cancer Hospital. St. Jude's has helped my family since I was very young. They've helped our people, our kids, and they've never charged a dime. And the mortality rates have been very low. The save rates have been very high. And the bills have been none. St. Jude's, y'all give to St. Jude. They need the money. St. Jude. So that's all I'm going to say about that. I don't have any other nonprofits I would recommend except Faith and Chris. And myself, and I'm not being selfish, and I'm not being egotistical. I'm just telling you what I know is what I know. And I wouldn't have Faith on the air right now if I didn't trust her organization. I wouldn't have Chris on the phone this morning and yesterday and every day if I didn't trust Chris's work and what he's trying to do. Sometimes I think Chris is a little nutty, because one minute he's gathering up fucking cans and metal for gas and borrowing money from somebody to get his truck fixed, and the next minute he's building goddamn houses in Florida. So I don't know I don't know. Chris, he's amazing. I don't know. I don't know how all that works. But it works. He's my friend, and if that's what he wants to do, that's what he wants to do. That's his business. That's his thing. That's fine. I don't mind. I don't mind. I don't understand it, but it's fine. It's fine. And Faith, I don't know how you got all your connections, or you're independently wealthy. You know, I'm thinking, well, Faith is so... If Faith is so connected, why can't Faith just get us a $75,000 check for the disaster team and our outreach programs we're doing?
It's because that's what I was saying, too, with my funder. I'm like, if you have all this money and you have all these connections, his name is Charlie Manger. I was like, well, then why isn't this happening already? We've been waiting for the One Help for Africa. We were waiting for the Habitats, the ones who could help me with a blueprint so we could start making them. Now we have them. And he keeps telling me he's finishing up other projects. They need all these houses. He wants to talk with me. He's interested in our structures. He's ready to they're ready to buy in. And then it's like, but I need to contact you when I'm done with that project. And this has been happening for about a year now, a little bit over a year. And he's contacting me back.
Marianne,
he's contacting me about it,
so
and
much.
He wants to help. What'd you say? You know him?
Yes.
Yeah.
I said, cool.
Marianne
and I have been taken. Funny.
Beautiful.
We've been hurt.
I have like always been driven to make sure that I make everything happen. Like when I was a child, I'd wish on a star that there would be world peace and that creation could be saved and love each other. So I realize that it's like floofy la-la stuff in your eyes, but I'm a strong believer that the more that we do, the more we take action together, the easier it is to accomplish things. And I push myself to make sure that it happens. I get paid a lot of money for saving lives and helping, you know, like I help take people off medication and stuff like that.
let me clarify something here publicly tonight. No, I don't know. I don't think you're fluffy flu. No, I don't. And you're the only one that I called out as being one of the most intelligent, hardcore realists, New Age realist that I've met and I would allow on the show. You are a realist, and that's the only reason you're here, is because you're a realist. You're not a flu crew. You're not kumbaya, let's sit around, rub each other's feet, play drums, and just hope and pray that everything works out. You're not like that. You're a worker. You're a doer. You're a worker bee. You get out there and get your feet wet. You get out there and get your hands dirty. And that's why I love you. And that's why you're on the show. And that's why all these other star seeds are on the show. You know, these other star seeds are not on the show because they don't want to talk about anything negative. They don't want to talk about any kids being stolen or raped or molested or maimed or murdered or kidnapped. They don't want to talk about the illegal organ transplants. They don't want to talk about the New World Order, the cabal, the oligarchy. They don't want to talk about any of that except kumbaya, my lord, kumbaya,
yeah.
And you can't win a fucking war. You can't win a fucking war singing kumbaya, okay? It helps. It helps. It helps to have love. It helps to have forgiveness. It helps to have compassion and discernment and intuitiveness like you do, and a touch of that spiritual component like you do. It's wonderful to have that. Wonderful. Wonderful. But it also helps to strap a goddamn AK-47 fully loaded on your back and have a Glock 9 in your fucking holster. You got me?
I hear you. I do. I comprehend exactly what you're saying. Yeah. And I do not have a Glock 9 in my holster. In California, we have to go to school or something for that and then have like a little license card carrier holder for us to be able to carry a weapon on it. However, I do have a machete in my car and I do have blades slung through the home and I know how to make explosives if I needed to, but I don't believe that that's necessary right now. But I, you know, survival instinct's amazing. Yet. I'm a strong believer in dig a tunnel and build habitats that are easy to hide from other main roads, that there's only specific, like, one vehicle that goes to and from that location. So I'm making compounds. You know, I honestly don't want to have to deal with shooting people. I'd rather have us hide everybody.
Well, you won't unless we have a grid down situation, then you'll start having to shoot people. If we have a grid down situation, you will be forced to shoot people. You will be forced to use your machete. You will be forced to use your self-defense skills if we have a grid down situation. If we have martial law.
Can you explain to everybody what a grid down situation pertains to? What that looks like, what that would, so they can comprehend.
North Korea is threatening to fire one of their Satan missiles with a EMP, which is an electromagnetic pulse algorithm, on the tip of it. It's got an explosive on it that knocks out all of the electronics from Canada to the Gulf of Mexico to California. So when that EMP goes off over the mid-United States, it, bam, it sends out a pulse, and that pulse knocks out all your phones, electronics, your computer, your toilet won't flush, your water won't run, your oven won't come on, your lights won't come on, your nothing, your car won't run because it runs on chips. This grid-down situation comes from an electromagnetic pulse, which is man-made, or it will come from a solar flare. So one of those two could kill 70 million people within 1 year. If we have a total grid down situation, we're going to lose 70 to 100 million people in 1 year. They're threatening that right now. We're looking at that right now to happen. They're wanting really bad to put the grid down in the United States. So
you know what's interesting? My company, excuse me, Jay Love One, my business partner who's the four-time mercenary, he was going to get me the Tesla truck, some cyber truck thing.
Then all of a sudden he contacts me like it's an emergency and says, you cannot get that truck. I said, why? He said, because it's not sustainable. It's going to explode. Something's going to happen to it. It's not sustainable. You will not get that truck. We will get you the next best truck available. And he wants me to get like one of those Ford trucks or something, but they're also chips. They're also hybrids, right?
Right.
So pretty much
right.
Any car
that's
that was made after 2010 is chips, or is it 2012, I think.
Oh, it's actually 1980. There's a potential for after 1980. Okay.
Wow. Okay. How rude.
So be prepared. You know, that's why you and I talked about the bicycles the other night and the electric motor scooters and having those handy and,
solar,
different types of
solar panels.
Yeah.
So there's solar panel motorcycles
Totally.
And other vehicles that are solar too, I think.
Yeah. But that's what a grid down situation will be, is electromagnetic pulse will go off in the mid-United States at about 100,000 feet up, and bang, everything's dead. Everything just goes dead. Life stops, like on the Twilight Zone when everybody was frozen.
That's why we need hackers. I think the hackers can help change that.
Well,
don't you think that we could figure out how to change the computer system, the computer system to not run with that?
No, we're not. No, we're not. Sorry to tell you, we're not. But we do have hacking going on right now. I'm pulling up my radar here. I can see, there's 5,000 hacks going on every day. I'm watching back and forth from China to the United States, from Russia, North Korea, the United States, Russia, the United States, Africa. Hacks are going on constantly, just like ping pong, ping pong, ping pong, ping pong, ping pong. We're hacking each other constantly, around the clock. Thousands of hacks are going on every hour. It could happen anytime. So everybody needs to be prepared, and that's what this show's all about, is being prepared, being ready, being ahead of the game. Don't wait till it's too late. Don't wait till that pain in your left side turns into a tumor the size of a cantaloupe like I did. When that pain starts to come and that bleeding from the rectum starts to happen, go to the fucking doctor. Don't wait like I did for a year and a half and then have a tumor the size of a cantaloupe on your kidney. Get it done now. Get prepared now, folks. Get your weapons. Get your dry goods. Get your dry foods. Get all your bug-in bag and your bug-out bag. Get your escape plan ready. Get your house fortified. I'm telling you, this is going to happen. This is not an if, but a when, okay? So you're not going to get away from this, okay? You're not going to be able to escape what's coming. They're going to come down with mandates for the kill shot. They're going to come down with quarantines and lockdowns. They're going to come down with smart cities agenda. You're not going to be able to leave your district without a shot. You're not going to be able to leave your district without a passport, digital passport. You're not going to be able to leave your district with a low credit score, social credit score. So I know that all of you right now are going ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. I'm telling you, you better listen to me. You better listen to me. If you've got any kinds of plans at all, you better plan around this espionage that's coming, this overt action that's coming, this destruction that is coming, this reset that is coming. This reset agenda will be fulfilled. Agenda 21 will be fulfilled. Agenda 30 will be fulfilled, is being fulfilled, and Agenda 50 will be fulfilled. Mark my word. Mark my word. So don't leave this show thinking that you're going to slide by somehow and you're going to get by somehow with a couple of prayers and maybe a drum circle or two. Two of you are gathered together in his name, all that bullshit. Don't think it. It ain't going to happen. You ain't going to escape this. There's no fucking way you're going to escape any of this. So get ready. Be prepared to fight. Be prepared for this war. Because we are in World War III right now. Some of you didn't listen to me on the show the other night. We are experiencing World War III right now. The whole fucking world is on fire, ladies and gentlemen. Look at your fire map, goddammit. Look at your fire map. Look at the goddamn hurricane in Florida. Look at the hurricane in Florida. Look at the hurricane.
Yeah. Morocco. Earthquake in Morocco. Also, and then there's
yeah.
fires in the Amazon, some of the Amazons. If you look globally, look at how many places in Africa.
Yeah,
Zimbabwe. Like, there's different places. It doesn't make sense why. And I don't think it's climate change. We already comprehend.
Right. Well, there is no climate change. There is no climate change. There is no climate change. This is all weather modification. This is all geoengineering and weather modification and DARPA and HAARP working together to control the weather. Marion and I counted 102 chemtrails the other day. We counted 82 yesterday. We counted 63 this morning, spraying us like rats. Okay. And so I just want all of you to be ready for what's coming. Okay. Just this show.
I've worked with mayors to stop them. I'm able to get them to stop. Like, I go directly to the mayors, and I tell them about the effects of them. And one of the mayors, Lamar Thorpe, said, wow, Faith, you know, he said he has to make a whole new branch in the government in his office in the city hall for me as an environmental specialist so that we can eliminate that from happening or reoccurring in the city. To purify the waters, to purify our air, and to purify our crops. We have to stop allowing them to fly the geocroppers over. I said it's not fair to those who are needing gardens. And he completely agrees with that. So whenever I saw planes, I have to contact him, and then they stop again. But it's like an ongoing thing that when I see them, if they fly at night, they start to fly at night because I was complaining during the day. And at night they were flying, so then I had to stop that. I would complain about it, and then I would do prayers to stop it. And then I started to focus on the places where they're sending the planes from, that this stuff doesn't cause any negative effects on creation. And eventually I began to work with my abilities to clear the sky. Like when I travel places, if it smells like chemicals or anything toxic, I have many witnesses, I clean the air. I intentionally put my hands up and start singing and visualizing that dissipating and transforming molecularly. What I noticed is that it leaves certain metals in the sky when they do fly over in a large amount. It's different types of metals that are really not healthy in nanotech.
Well, it's
also not healthy.
Well, the main components are selenium, barium, and strontium, and cesium, 137, and nanoparticulates, and also graphene oxide. And also acids, very heavy acids. So, there's a lot of dangerous, deadly components in those chemtrails. And, of course, some of those are for our depopulation agenda, and some are for the weather control itself to deflect the sun with aluminum back into the skies away from the earth. And there's a lot of different reasons that they're flying these chemtrail missions and have been for a long, 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 long time. And they will continue to fly these missions more and more and more. It's deforestation is terrible. We have to stop deforestation, but we can't. We're not going to stop deforestation. Our oceans are dead. Our oceans are dead. We need to really, a lot of people need to start thinking about the oceans. It's a terrible thing when you see thousands of fish and dolphins trying to jump out of the fucking water because it's so deadly poison they can't breathe. It's horrible when you see seals coming up in the ice in Antarctica like I have trying to breathe. Their poor little nostrils opening and closing, and they're putting their little paws out at you like they want you to rip them out of the goddamn water. Okay, this is a bad situation. We have the Pacific ice patch. We have the Pacific garbage patch right now that is 1.5 times the state of Texas, 1.5 times the size of the state of Texas. That's between Hawaii and the United States West Coast. Okay. We have the Antarctica garbage patch, which is 1.5 times the size of the United States Incorporated, which was just discovered by a exploration group funded by Elon Musk. So we're fucking up the planet, folks. We're fucking up the planet. And, you know, they're just dumping everything. Well, the plastic is going to equal the fish by 2050. Now, there's going to be more plastic in the ocean than fish. Right now, the particles of plastic in the ocean, that our aquatic life is dying drastically. We're losing 1,000 to 1,500 species every hour.
A majority of the plastic is from the fishing nets and from the fishing line, as well as things that, not going to say which military branch, I was told that some of them, they drop things that they find. So say that they went and they caught like a whole boat of cocaine and they're in plastic bins. Their idea to drop it into the ocean, I heard that by somebody who was on the boat, they just dropped a bunch of it inside the ocean, just containers and containers of massive quantities of cocaine. That makes no sense when they could have taken it and moved it somewhere else to have it released.
And if you can imagine the number of ships that are in the ocean at any one given time, I'm not even going to say the amount, it'll blow you out of your chair, that are dumping their shit still in the ocean. All their shit in the ocean, every bit of trash in the ocean. And they're still getting by with it to this day. And planes are dumping all kinds of shit. And then, you know, you've got these big, massive container ships that are dumping all kinds of shit. Then you've got container ships that have turned over in these hurricanes that are never reported, that are dumping hundreds of millions of tons of shit into the ocean. Our bleach is going on with our coral reefs are being bleached out, you know. Recently heard, got a good report from the Keys down in Florida that the coral is doing better down there. So that's a good sign. That's a good thing. I don't know exactly why that's happening, but it's happening. But, yeah, we're doing a lot of pollution with our rivers and streams, also with the runoff from pesticides, herbicides, and other components in geomodification, nanoparticulates running off into the streams and rivers, which run into the main estuaries and the main water systems, which end up back in the city water. We've still got a major problem in about 42% of the cities in the United States. The drinking water is poisoned and very cancerous. So we've got a lot of problems to solve.
The train crash. You look at the train crash that they have. And you look at, remember Utah, our land over in Utah, 300,000 acres has uranium flowing through it all the way through the entire Utah.
Well,
and what are they doing about it? They didn't even come to the meeting with the tribes.
Yeah, I know. I know. I've been on it. I've been on it. Palestine, Ohio, same thing. Palestine, Ohio, 2,500 mile circumference, place, poison, water, air, people, 2,500 mile circumference, Palestine, Ohio. FEMA never showed up. Homeland Security came by. Red Cross never showed up. Environmental Protection Agency trying.
They collected money.
Oh, yeah. They're collecting money for jobs they're not even doing, Faith. They're collecting money. Hell, Halliburton's collecting money for jobs they're not even doing. Blackwater's collecting money. You know how much Blackwater's charging the damn military to do a load of clothes?
How much?
$350 for a load of clothes. How would you like to go to the washateria and pay $350 to get a load of clothes done? That's what their fuckers are charging.
Wow.
You know, and they're getting by with it. You know, for one bolt on a Boeing 757 or 767, it's $900 for one bolt. Now, you know, Faith, all of this stuff's going on, and Americans just let it happen. Let it happen. Let it happen. Let it happen. Everybody asks me, what the hell can we do about it? It's too big. It's too massive. It's too crazy. And you know what I say? You're right. You're right. That's why we need to ride this storm out, do the best we can with the resources and connections we have and the brain cells that we are activating and the talents and experiences that we have and the love and compassion and intuitiveness that we have and the awareness and consciousness that we possess. We need to just continue moving forward and doing the best that we can until we get knocked down like a fucking bowling pin. And that's all we can do, Faith.
I'm going to let Spanky back on here.
Yeah.
You get a little excited.
I've been muted and I've been talking. This and that. I've been running my mouth.
That's
like,
why you've been muted. That's why you've been muted.
Yeah, I've been trying to answer the questions and this, that, and what she's been saying. But on the East Palestine thing, they just opened our valves back up on our intakes for our water supplies here today. And they're going to shut them back down again.
One of my friends with EPA said that cleanup is going to be 300 years in the making. So we're looking at another mini Fukushima or a mini Chernobyl. I mean, it's impossible to clean that shit up.
We
got the zeolite.
No.
There's so many options. No. So Chris and I have some really good concoctions that we both have come up with. Mine is potent, takes away radioactive chemicals and other types of toxins from the waters. The zeolite that Chris was investigating, that he's looking at implementing in our water system in Utah, and the zeolite, that is a beautiful mineral. It's one of the most, like, the earlier minerals that they discovered to exist, and one of the most old minerals that they found to exist. And it is very pure. It's very clean. It does detox, and it's actually edible. So we're contemplating giving those to those who've been around the fire to help them detox, because it can be consumed in a small amount.
Yeah. And there's also bacteria now that eats plastic and eats radiation and eats all kinds of paper and eats all kinds of different things, foam, styrofoam. They're finding new and they're creating new bacteria in the lab that eats all of these toxins and things up. So they're doing a lot of good and they're doing a lot of bad. Technology can be used, as we know it. Now, the med beds are a scam, folks. The med beds, biggest scam that ever happened here in America is the med beds. Everybody, some of my friends in top places are like, oh, the med beds, the Star Trek is here. I'm like, no, the scam is here. It's the biggest fucking scam in the world, med beds. I'm sure y'all have heard about the med beds.
No.
Well, Google it tonight or tomorrow. Google the med beds. Biggest scam in history. Biggest scam in history. Shit. I've had people waiting for these things over a year and a half. The med beds are coming. The med beds are coming. Everybody's going to be saved. No more cancer. No more fibromyalgia. No more this. No more dementia. Oh, my God. No. Scam. But anyway, Google med beds. We got to go. Good show tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Good show tonight as usual. I miss Chris. He's probably on the line with some very important person. I've got Victor trying to get me in an interview with Donald Trump pretty soon. I'll have Donald Trump on here. Victor will probably have him on first, depending on Donald's schedule. I'll have Trump on. Got some Nashville Stars coming on. I'm not going to mention any names yet. We ran the Nashville Stars for a while and had a ball. And
where can I find these interviews at?
I'll send all of my famous interviews over to you on your message board. I'll put them over there, Joseph.
All right, please do. I want to listen in.
I want to send you Ellis Amburn, who I interviewed Elizabeth Taylor's biographer, Ellis Amburn. He passed away recently, but I interviewed him. That was a beautiful interview. You'll love that. I interviewed Elvis Presley's biographer, Priscilla Presley's biographer, was Ellis Amburn also. He lived with her, and he lived with Elvis, and he was also the Rat Pack, the button maker for the Rat Pack, the custom button maker for Elvis and Frank Sinatra, Joey Bishop, and Dean Martin, and Sammy Davis Jr. Paco Despacio. I'll send you that interview, and I'll also send you the one, The Private Lives of Nashville Wives. I interviewed all the private lives of Nashville wives and got into their sex history and their dating history and all of their other stuff I was told not to do. And they loved it. I got kudos from that show. And then Morgan Riley and so many other Nashville stars. I'll send you those over there on your message board. But
All right.
If anybody ever took the time to look at us, they would see all of us. But nobody, none of you ever take the time to look at who we are, so I can't babysit you and hold your hand. We're massive. We're a massive fucking organization. But, you know, I can't come over to your house and hold your hand and guide you through our massive Disney world here of broadcasting and social media. But I will send you those interviews. And
always remember.
You all take care. I love you. Huh? You watch, Peggy?
Always remember, you're welcome at my house. So I don't give a damn if you're green, black, pink, blue, gray, white, gold. It don't make a difference. Everybody's welcome here. Just
well,
come in peace.
Thank you. Love you.
Thank you so much.
We love you. We love you. I'll come with my AK-47. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. I won't bring my AK.
That's okay. I got an AR-15.
Wow. AR-15, yeah.
Yeah, I got AR-15.
Yeah.
And Mike will tell you, I'm going to call him back as soon as we get off of here and stuff
okay.
and talk to him Faith, because he got
Faith, try to get some money out of these old boys and try to push them old boys on your project and tell them to shit or get off the pot. Let's get moving. Tell them the world ain't going to be around forever, and you're growing old as we speak here. We're all growing older by the minute, and they need to get on the damn ball. Don't let them push you around.
So I'm going to add you to the WhatsApp conversation so that you have a direct line to him. I think that's important.
Thank you.
Anyone that I usually work with him, I usually connect him with them directly.
Does she
well,
have
teach
a link?
Me how that works.
He has a website.
No,
yeah,
no, no.
There's a website. I'm not going to put it online.
No.
I'm not wanting to. I don't
it's
even
private.
Know.
It's private.
Yeah,
it's
I don't
private.
Even know it. I just know
I know
that I know the name.
Listen, we got to go. Getting late.
I'm too busy to remember all that.
Remember. Whatever you vividly imagine, ardently desire, and enthusiastically act upon will come to pass. Keep your head on a swivel. Keep your eyes wide open, ladies and gentlemen. And remember, raise that consciousness level. Be conscious of consciousness and be aware of awareness. And think about what you're doing. Think about what you're doing. Look at your total environment in totality. And, you know, you've got great power within. But you have to do the inner work to find it. And you have to do the inner work to make it activate. Like Faith does, and like I do. So you have to do the work. If you don't do the work, you're not going to get the benefits. Remember that. You guys take care. We'll see you tomorrow night right here